In this session, we're going to talk about Windows 8 device apps. Now, Windows 8 makes it really easy to bring your device and your software together. Now, one of the first things you get when you build a device app is that the application gets deployed automatically. And we're going to spend most of the talk describing how that works. As well, it's also a regular app. And so, like a regular app, you own all the pixels. As well, you can naturally integrate with built-in Windows experiences, such as the share contract. So if you're a camera app and you import a picture, then you can very easily share that picture. You can also use custom functionality from your device and your driver. And you also have really great tools to build great apps very quickly. Now, in the past, software was acquired via primarily a CD. And then the user would take the CD and they'd install it in the CD drive. And then they'd get an elevation prompt that warns them or asks them if they want to run this setup process. They click yes, and then the setup wizard starts and they see a EULA, and then they click next, and they often click next as quickly as they can so that they can reach the very end. And then the software is installed and it goes into the start menu, or it goes and disappears in the sea of icons on the desktop. Well, how does it work in Windows 8? You plug in your device, the app is automatically downloaded, and if you have a driver, the driver is automatically downloaded as well. It's just that simple. So how does this whole thing work? Let's talk about the big picture to give you the intuition before we dive into more detail. What are the components involved? Well, there's your device, there's your application, and then there's metadata. And metadata is an XML file that contains references to your device and to the app. And so it is what binds your device to your application so that you can get an automatic download. As well, some of you will have a driver, and we'll talk about how that works in this system. Now, how does this work? Well, your device arrives. Windows sees that your device has arrived. It then downloads the metadata for that device. The metadata points to an app, the associated app in the App Store, and it downloads that automatically. That's it. If you have a driver, exactly the same infrastructure, the device arrives, the driver and the metadata are downloaded automatically, the metadata points to the app in the App Store, it is downloaded automatically. So let's go into a little bit more detail. The first thing we'd start with is the ID of the device. You're going to need to have a plug-and-play ID. If you have a wired device, for example, this will be your VID, your vendor ID, and your product ID. You add that ID to your device, so when your device gets plugged in, it reports the ID to Windows. Now, how do you connect the app and the metadata? This is done with an experience ID. You generate a experience ID, which is actually generated for you via the device metadata wizard. You add that experience ID to the app package. The experience ID is added to the metadata, and those two things are now linked together, and they allow for the binding to take place. Now, how do you bind the driver and the metadata together? Now, how do you bind the driver, the metadata, and the app together? Well, SysDev verifies that your device, and if you have a driver are certified. You validate your app by submitting it to the App Store. And then your metadata binds the two together via the device ID and the experience ID. When you submit the metadata to SysDev, SysDev will look for these two things and make sure that they are lined up, at which point the metadata will be signed. So the way it works is you plug in your device, Windows reads the device ID, then Windows searches the metadata store for metadata that has that device ID. It downloads that metadata automatically, and then it looks through the metadata for reference to an app, and then installs the app automatically. If you have a driver, on the device plugin, the driver would be downloaded automatically as well. So to reframe it, the device arrives. Windows checks the metadata store for metadata that has that device ID. It downloads it automatically. It then opens up the metadata and looks for app information, searches through the app store for that app, and downloads the app automatically. Now, to state this again, the binding of the device and the metadata, this is done with the actual plug-and-play ID. This is the ID that you put inside of your device. You put this ID inside of your metadata, and so when the device is plugged in, the metadata is automatically downloaded. That's how the metadata and the device are bound together. Binding of the app and the metadata, this is done with experience ID and the app information as well. So you cross-link the experience ID, which lives inside of the metadata. You put that experience ID inside of the application package, and then you put the application information inside of the metadata, and now those two things are linked. Drivers present custom interfaces. And with Windows 8, we consider these interfaces to be restricted interfaces. What that basically means is that only one application gets access to this interface. So the application that you put in your metadata to automatically download, if you have a driver, that is the only application that will be able to access the interface of your driver. This is important to understand. There is a one-to-one mapping between drivers and apps. So if you're building a custom driver, for Windows 8 for your device, only one application will be able to use that custom driver. Submitting and updating, the sequence is as follows. You would submit your driver first, after which point you submit your app, and then the metadata. Windows will check the metadata against the driver and the app to ensure that both are present before it will certify the metadata. You submit the app to the App Store, and you submit the metadata and the driver to SysDev. After that first automatic download process, updates for the different components are handled separately. Updates to the app are done through the App Store, and they are updates just like any other app updates. The user must go to the App Store and download them manually. The metadata is downloaded automatically every 5 or 8 days, depending on whether or not the last check was successful. And driver updates are also manual, so the user would have to go to the Settings app in the Windows Update pane and download the drivers through that mechanism. This is important to understand. If you have an app and a driver, the user may update one without updating the other. So the user could go to the App Store and download your latest app, but not go to the Settings app and download the latest driver. So inside of your driver and your app, you must make sure that you're able to communicate appropriately to determine whether or not the application or the driver will work. And if you can't, have the application provide the appropriate messaging to the user on how to go and download the driver. Now, a little bit about the different platforms. On x86 and x64, submitting drivers is done in very much the same way as it has been done previously. However, submitting drivers for ARM is not possible except through an OEM. The OEMs are the only ones who are able to deliver drivers for their devices. So should you need to deliver drivers for your device on a particular ARM platform, you will need to work with that OEM to enable that. So just to recap, Windows 8 makes it easy to bring your device and application together. Metadata binds the hardware and the app together. There's a one-to-one mapping of an app and a driver if you have a driver. Now let's go through a couple different scenarios. Is the app discoverable in the App Store without the device? Yes. The app shows up just like any other app. Anyone can go and download that application, regardless of whether or not they've purchased the hardware. This is a good opportunity to tell them about your device and to offer them the opportunity to purchase it. Can you support different devices with the same app? Yes. Can a device auto-acquire more than one app? No. A device can only have one auto-acquired app. Does the device need to be certified? Yes. Validation of the metadata involves checking that the device has been certified. Can an IHV require that the user pay for the automatically downloaded app? No. The app must be free. However, you can have in-app purchases within your application.